That's findpeacewithgod.net. We're the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Pastor Paul Esposito, and good Monday morning or Monday evening to you. Thank you for taking 30 minutes of your Monday to join me. Today, we're going to hear a sermon I just preached yesterday, and it's the last one in this series, Understanding Eschatology. The end of the series, the Lord's given us certain talents, and He's commanded us and expects us to make do with them until He returns. And the time is coming, like the Bible says, and He's coming to take inventory of what we have done with what He has given us. So we'll let this opening play here today and tomorrow, Monday and Tuesday. And here is our sermon here this week, the parable of the talents. The parable of the talents. The all new and improved parable of the talents. Improved? It better be. I better know God and His word better now than when I first wrote this sermon. But the basic facts remain the same. Starting with this healthy reminder / motivator. You will be judged by your works. You will be judged by your works. Notice I didn't say you will be saved by your works. I said you will be judged by Jesus Christ, by your works, not by your last name, but by your works. This is a topic not very beloved by the saved by grace crowd, or as Adrian Rogers calls them, the joy boys. They emphatically declare, I'm saved by grace, I am free, free to do whatever I want, or free to not do anything, if that's what I choose. But James wrote this, James chapter 2, verse 17. Now, all these verses, if you're visiting here for the first time, everything I'm going to say to you is listed here on the handout. I've also included here what a talent means and how much is the, as Orrick Goldfinger would say, the cash equivalent. James 2:17. Even so, faith, if it has not works, is dead, being alone. I love this verse in the NIV. It says, faith by itself without action is dead. I love that. Instead of works, it says action. And it's an action verb. It's not a sleeping noun. It's an action verb. It burns calories. Faith without action is dead. It's dead. Good for nothing. Yes, a man may say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. What a profound statement that is. The NIV said, I will show you my faith by what I do. You want to find out if I'm a Christian? I'll show you my faith by what I do. Open up my bank book. It better declare that I'm a Christian. Look on my Facebook page. Better declare that I'm a Christian. I could tell who's a Christian and who's not Just give me 5 minutes access to your Facebook page, and I'll tell you if you're a Christian or not. Faith without action is dead. Now, Martin Luther so hated the epistle of James, he placed it after the book of Revelation in his German translation of the Bible. And he called James, quote, an epistle of straw, unquote. All because Martin Luther hated the idea that you and I are going to be judged by and for our works. And I'm sure old Martin Luther, thinking about his works, Bill, scared him. That he was going to be judged by his works scared him. But we're not saved by our works. Let's make it clear. Ephesians 2 and 8 says plainly, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. That is, you can't work to earn your salvation. You're saved by grace. That is, God felt like it. You are saved because God felt like it. For nothing you've done, because he felt like it. He saved you through faith. And that is your faith, not of your own. It is the gift of God. So let's make it clear. Once again, listen to James. Even so, faith, if it has not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works. I will show thee my faith by my works. I will show you my faith by what I do. Also, verse 26 in James, he says, for as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead. D-E-A-D, what are you doing for Jesus Christ? Dead. Dead, the dead kind of dead. Now, on the other extreme is why the whole notion of works gets such a bad rep. The Catholic Church. I heard the Pope say not too long ago that atheists will get into heaven because of their good works. Now, don't believe that, friend. You can't get into heaven without blood, and not your own. You need help to get into heaven. You need blood. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sins. It's the blood of Jesus Christ, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Works is not going to get you there, only the shed blood of Jesus Christ. So what does the Bible say about works? This from the New American Standard, 2 Corinthians 5:9. Therefore, we have as our ambition, whether at home, that is home in this body, or absent, that is up or down, whichever way you're going. We have it as our ambition to be pleasing to him, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Now, he's talking to believers here. We all must appear like a summons. Anyone here ever been drafted? One. Open up a draft card. What's the first word in there? Greetings. Greetings. Show up or else. Can you imagine getting one of those from Jesus in the mail? Linda. Greetings. 3:30 Wednesday, Linda. 3:30 on Wednesday. 4 o'clock for you. He'll need 2 or 3 hours for me to give an account for all of the stuff that this Bible translator has been given. I'm ready to put the book of Revelation, to put James after Revelation in my Bible now. All of a sudden, I feel bad. Golly. We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ so that, All right, here's the reason why. Each one can be recompensed, or really the word means paid back. So that each person can be paid back for what he's done in his body, according to what he has done, whether good or bad. He goes on, therefore, knowing the fear of the Lord, we persuade men. Knowing the fear of the Lord, or knowing this day is certainly coming, we persuade men. Or if you knew what I knew, he's saying, you'd be put into good use the talents the Lord's given you. Oh, if you knew what I knew, he's saying, knowing therefore, he's been to heaven. He has seen things he's not even allowed to talk about. And he comes back and he says, knowing what I know, if I was you, I'd be doing something with everything the Lord's given you. Because he's coming back again, and he's going to take inventory of what you have. And this absolutely goes right along with today's parable of the talents. We're in Matthew chapter 25, starting in verse 14. Let's start today's sermon. Matthew 25, verse 14. Once again, starts like this. For the kingdom of heaven is like. The kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. So once again, let's call this man Jesus. Just like 2 weeks ago when Jesus was the bridegroom. Right? The kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered to them his goods. Now to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his own ability. And immediately he went on a journey. So that's where we're at today. Last week or 2 weeks ago, all 10 versions all started out the same. All are virgins. All are pure. No one is handicapped. Level playing field. Everyone's got the same chance. No one is better than anyone else. All start out the same. The virgins are waiting and waiting for the bridegroom to return. The main thing we learned then is that those that were ready went in with him when he returned. This week, while the bridegroom is gone and on a long, faraway trip, he has given something to all of us to advance his kingdom while he's gone and to increase his goods. And his goods is souls. Souls. Here in this parable, the Bible calls them talents. So the point of this parable is twofold. Number one, while Jesus is away, you are to do something. Work. Work faithfully and diligently. Number two, while Jesus is away, you are to know something. Your works on earth will be greatly rewarded or greatly judged. And the Lord has equipped you with talents. So what is a talent? It's a perfect play on words, isn't it? Meaning a talent is a particular measure, but also a talent is a talent, right? Ephesians 4 and 8 says, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive, and he gave gifts to men. These are your talents. Jesus has given you something. You've heard it before. So-and-so is very talented. It doesn't matter what it is, piano, guitar, maybe you're a talented singer or songwriter or just a writer. The Bible says this, Colossians 3:17, whatever you do in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father through him. So that's one meaning of talent. You've got a gift, came from above. You see some of these football players and basketball players. It's incredible, some of these gifts. Tim Tebow, I remember, wins the Heisman Trophy. They zoom up on him, and he's got John 3:16 under his eye. And he says, I want to thank the Lord Jesus Christ for his great talent he's given me. That day, that shattered all records on Google. There was 40 million people who didn't know what John 3:16 was. So don't think you can't do anything. There's many people out here that don't know the Lord. Never heard of John 16. For God so loved the world, John 3:16, that he gave his only begotten son. That's a talent. He gave him something, an incredible ability, and he gave the glory to God for it. You don't have to be rich. The common meaning of talent is weight, 75 pounds for the most part. You'll see that on the handout that I gave you. When David conquered a particular king, we read this, 1 Chronicles 20. It says, David took the king's crown from his head, and he found it to weigh a talent of gold. And there were precious stones in it, and it was set on David's head. David's crown weighed a talent of gold. Sometimes we see a talent of silver, 1 Kings 20, 39. We read, guard this man, and if by any means he is missing, your life shall be for his life, or else you shall pay a talent of silver. Not to be left out, the book of Revelation mentions a talent as well. Revelation 16, 21, it says, great hail fell from heaven upon men, each hailstone about the weight of a talent. Men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, since that plague was exceedingly great. Can you imagine that? Each hailstone weighing a talent? A 75-pound block of ice falling down out of heaven and falling on your forehead? Ouch. I heard stories of people dropping pennies off of the Empire State Building. That's why they built all of the stuff around there. You couldn't do that anymore. It's like dropping a safe off of a building. A talent, 75 pounds. Now, King Solomon had lots of talents. 1 Kings 10:14, it says, the weight of gold that came to Solomon every year was 666 talents of gold. Here's a definition of talent I read in a Hebrew encyclopedia. A Greek talent is 57 pounds. A Roman talent, 71 pounds. An Egyptian talent, 60 pounds. A Babylonian talent, 67 pounds. And it was here the Jewish talent got its measurement from, though later it was changed. Sorry. I said a talent was 67 pounds. Siri. I even teach my watch. The heavy common talent used in New Testament times is 59 kilograms or 130 pounds. Imagine a 130-pound block of ice falling out of heaven and what that would look like. I'd rather have it rain golden retriever puppies. How about you? Oh, it's raining cats and dogs. I'll take that one. Now, the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling on a far country who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. To the one, he gave 5 talents. Now, $145,425. $145,000. It's about my inheritance, wasn't it? From my dad? Pretty close to it. To another, he gave 2 talents. To another, 1. To each according to his own ability. And immediately, he went on a journey. Okay, we learned three things here. Number one, he's calling his own servants. Better yet, slaves. You belong to him. He gave to his own bondservant is the word. The Greek word for slave. Number two, each servant is given something different. They're not given the same thing. All three of these servants received a special talent from the Lord. They were all different. And number three, the Lord gave to each servant according to their ability. Verse 16. Then he who had received the five talents went and traded with them, and he made another five talents. Likewise, he who had received the two gained two more also. Okay, so what's the equivalent of doing these things today? I would guess the first two opened up some kind of business or started a ministry. Around here, it would be looking like, let's say, has anyone ever driven by First Baptist Church of Merritt Island on a Monday morning? It's pandemonium there. People take buses from Palm Bay to Titusville. It's a ministry like I've never seen in all of my life. They do it there. That, you see, the church has got so big, you got all this money. God's blessed you with money, talents, cash. What are you going to do with it? That was what they've done with it. Ministering to the poor. They're going to give an account. And I'd say, from a layman's point of view, I would think they're going to be commended for what they've done. Around here, you got the ministry, one of the groups responsible for this church, and a smaller amount really, is the Brevard Baptist Association. They started a ministry called the Seafarers Ministry, at least involved with this planting around here. Now, Bill told me a while ago, 50,000 people went through the door in 1 year. God sends them here from all over the world to a ministry started by the Brevard Baptist. We have the Brevard Sharon Center, the Red Cross. Another group I love is the Catholic Charities. That's doing it right. Helping people instead of seeing that they get an abortion, but helping them to find adoptive parents, to show them that there's another way instead of abortion, and that is adoption. And they pay for the way. They pay for their hospital visit. They pay all their expenses. That's good ministries. All right, how about this? Island Community Church. There's another good ministry. Used to be 8 people in this church. Now there's 50, 55. You read on the bulletin how much money this church takes in. What are you doing with the money? God's going to make me give an account as the spiritual leader of this church. What are you doing with the money? Well, we feed the hungry every other Saturday morning. The church pays a portion of my radio bill. We spread the gospel all around the country as far as we can. We use the money that comes in from you and we put it in the gospel message, and the gospel is preached around the country. In addition, the church is sponsoring Bill over here, Bill Steinbrook, as a missionary to Israel. He, in turn, will take the money that you give and pay it forward. He'll share it when he has too much money with Arab Christians. He'll share it with the gypsies. They're watching today on Facebook. Gypsy Christians from Jerusalem. Bill, from what I heard now, is going to be helping teaching some of the youth there English. This is paying it forward. Remember, Jesus said, and as much as you've done it to the least of these, you've done it to me. What are you doing for Jesus Christ? Is my question on this 8th day of May. What are you doing for Jesus Christ? He's coming back again. He's going to take inventory of from what he's given you to see what you are doing to advance his kingdom.
We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
This king so innocent, a crown of thorns upon his head. Feel his heart of grace. Behold this man of suffering, who bore the cross and all our shame. Breathe again this mystery, nailed to a cross. There in our place, O Lamb of God, you made a way. Once for all, you died so I could live again. Once for all, you washed away our sin. Streams of mercy and love flowing. Scars of love can still be seen on your hands and on your feet. We feel your heart of grace. Heaven's gates opened wide. You have raised us up to life. We breathe again this mystery, nailed to a cross. Our shame for what it was, and feel your heart.